For a few minutes, a thought on Chanukah from the Drashot of Rav Mazuz in 1973. Chanukah of 1973, it was in the presence of Rav Ovadia Yosef. He said the following pirush on the machloket between Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel. Bet Shammai say, pochet ve'olech, we decrease from 8 to 1. Bet Hillel say, mosif ve'olech, we go up, ma'alim ba'kodesh v'lo moridim. So how can we explain this machloket? There are many explanations, and he gives one al pidrush. And he explains that it's very possible that the nusach of al hanisim that we say was actually instituted in the time of the Chashmonaim. Absolutely. In fact, he's medayek from the words ul amecha Yisrael asita teshua gedula ufurkan kehayom hazeh. Which means that they were talking about the nisim that happened in their lifetime. So this tefillah was instituted way back 200 years. You know, the Malchut Chashmonai was 200 years before the Chorban HaBayit. Right? So if let's say Chorban HaBayit was around 1960 years ago, so add to that 200. So 2100, over 2100 years ago was the story of Chanukah. And that's how long we have this tefillah of Al HaNisim. You'll notice that Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, we basically word for word say the same thing. There are very minor differences here and there, but basically we say the same words. That points to the fact that Al HaNisim is one of these oldest tefillot that we have from the time of Chashmonaim. And at that time, what they saw as the main miracle was the miracle of the war, the victory of the war. But it was only later on that upon hindsight, looking back, we realized that the miracle of the war was, okay, that's a great thing that happened for that time. The miracle of the oil has a significance that lasted throughout the years and generations up until today. And as we explained previously this week, the oil is a remez for chokhmah, and specifically the chokhmah Torah. And so he says something very interesting. The times in which we have the Torah in our history up until today can be split into eight periods, into eight separate periods. He says the first period is Tkufat HaTanach, the time of the Tanakh, obviously. Right? From the time of the giving of the Torah throughout the time of the Nevi'im, that's one period. Then comes the period of Anshe Knesset HaGedola, headed by Ezra HaSofer. This was right after Chorban Bayit Rishon, Anshe Knesset HaGedola, without whom we would not have the tefillot that we have today. And even the Nusach HaMishnah was formulated by the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, although the halachot of the Mishnah was handed down from Har Sinai, but the formulation of the words in the mouths of the Jewish people, Be'al Peh, was formulated by Anshe Knesset HaGedola. So that's the second period. After the period of Anshe Knesset HaGedola, we have the third period, which is called the Zugot, the pairs, the Nasi and Av Bedin, until the Chorban HaBayit. As we know from Pirkei Avot, we have the generation to generation listed out to us in Pirkei Avot, among whom, in the middle, you had Hillel Veshamai, right? You had Yossi Ben Yoezer, Yossi Ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Shemaya ve'Avtalion. Okay? So this was the time of the Zugot. It was still in the time of Bayit Sheni up until the Chorban, until the time of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, when officially the Tkufa of the Tannaim, the Chachamim of the Mishnah began. So that's the fourth period. The fifth period is the Amoraim, the Chachamim of the Gemara. The sixth period is the time of the Savoraim / Geonim, after the time of the Gemara. The seventh period of Torah is the Rishonim, right? From the year, let's say, 950 until the year 1550. That's the time of the Rishonim. And then the eighth period is the time of the Acharonim, ever since Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Karo until today we have the Acharonim. So these are the eight periods of Torah. And so he explains that is symbolized by the eight candles of oil of Chanukah, Chochmat HaTorah. So now, how do we understand the Machloket Bet Shammai Bet Hillel? So he says a very interesting thing. Mitzad, the essence of Torah, we have only been decreasing, right? We cannot suppose to say that we understand the Torah the way they understood in the time of the Rishonim, and the Rishonim not like the time of the Geonim, and the Geonim not like the time of Amoraim, and the Amoraim not like the time of the Tanaim, and it goes back all the way till Har Sinai. That's why an Amora cannot argue with a Tana. A Rishon cannot argue with Amoraim. Acharonim do not argue with Rishonim, because we go by the idea that essentially in Havanat Torah, in the inner understanding of the Torah, based on quality, the quality of understanding has only decreased. Whereas if we go by quantity, we increased in Torah. Never ever in our history did we have the amount and the quantity of Torah that is printed for us today, ever in our history. The Rishonim did not have what we have today. And even the early Acharonim did not have what we have today. That's why the Gemara, we have a rule in Halakha, Halakha kebatra'e. The Halakha is like the later generation. Not because the later generation were greater in the quality of their understanding, but because in the accumulative knowledge that accumulated over the generations, the Acharonim, the later Rabbanim, are able to look into more information, more opinions than the earlier Chachamim knew about or had at their time. So if we go according to the quantity of Torah, right, that's the outer, on the outside, it looks like there's more Torah today than ever before. But if you look in the inside, in the potential, in the quality, there was more Torah in the earlier days. So he says, there is a trend that we find in Shas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. It's a very interesting thing. Beit Shammai always went by that which we don't see. They went by the potential, they went by the quality. And we find that in Beit Hillel went according to what we are able to see, what we are able to perceive, according to the quantity on the outside. And he brings many examples to it. For example, he says, you have the machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in Masechet Brachot, how to say the bracha on the light. According to Beit Shammai, the Mishnah says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bore Maor Ha'esh. Whereas according to Beit Hillel, and that's the halacha, we say Bore Meore Ha'esh. What's the difference? Maor Ha'esh is thanking Hashem for the yesod of esh, for the quality of fire, right? That's one, that's singular. So Beit Shammai went according to that. Whereas Beit Hillel, Me'ore Ha'esh, all the kinds, different kinds of fire that we are able to extract from the original source of fire, and therefore we say Me'ore in the plural. See, here you see, Beit Shammai went according to the quality. They went according to the inside, to the essence of fire, whereas Beit Hillel went according to what we see. There are all kinds of fire that we see. Another example, in Gemara Maseret Chagiga, we find that according to Beit Shammai, Shamayim Nivre'u Techila. First the heavens were created, and then Aretz. According to Beit Hillel, Haaretz Nivre'a Techila. Once again, we see Beit Shammai, you know, they choose the Shamayim over the Aretz, whereas Beit Hillel are going with the Aretz over Shamayim. Another example, in Masechet Bamitzia, we know a Shomer, a watchman who is given something to watch, so he's not allowed to be Sholeach Yad Bapikadon. He's not allowed to use it. A Shomer Chinam has to keep it in its place. He's not like a Shoel who is allowed to use it. So there is a machloket. Let's say a Shomer had in mind, Chashav, he intended to use it. He didn't use it yet, but he intended to use it. According to Beit Shammai, HaChoshev Lishloach Yad BePikadon Mitchayev Av BeOnasim. From the point of time where he already thinks to use it, he's already Chayav in all kinds of Ones, just like a Shoel. Whereas Beit Hillel say, as long as he didn't use it yet, he didn't touch it yet, he still has the din of a Shomer Chinam. Once again, we see Beit Shammai go according to what he thought about doing. Beit Hillel say, we don't look at that until he actually did so. And there's a list of them. You see, there's a trend like that between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. So therefore, Beit Shammai say, Pochet veholech. Which means you go according to the quality of knowledge of Torah of the generations. If we go according to the quality of Torah, it has been only decreasing. Dorot nitkatnu. The quality of understanding of Torah, the further we go away from Har Sinai, the less we really understand, and therefore the more machlokot we have, right? And therefore the less of essential understanding of the Torah. So to symbolize that, being that the candles, the oil, symbolizes the Chochmat Torah, and we have the eight periods of Torah symbolizing the eight candles, therefore we start with the eight, and we go with the seven, and then to six, and then to five, and so on and so forth. Whereas Bet Hillel, they look at it from the Chitzoniyut. They look at it from the quantity. As far as the quantity of Torah, it only increased and increased up to our days, and that's why we start with one, and we go on till eight. That's why you understand in the times of Mashiach, there is a statement in some of the Sfarim HaKdoshim, that in the time of Mashiach, you thought of this on your own probably, right? I could tell. No? All right. There's no one behind you. The halacha will be like Bet Shammai. We go halacha ke Bet Hillel, but the halacha is going to be like Bet Shammai in the time of Mashiach. There's no Gemara like that, but there is such a saying that is said in some of the Sfarim HaKdoshim. Maybe the understanding is because right now we're not on the level to go according to Bet Shammai, which go according to the potential and the essence of everything, according to the hidden outlook. We go according to Bet Hillel, who gave us the halacha in accordance with what we are able to understand, what we are able to see. But in the time of Mashiach, we will be back to that level of seeing things for what they really are. The halacha will be like Bet Shammai. And he goes on and he explains that. So that's a little thought for you for Chanukah.